Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
With the song called Tranquility, we start this 635th episode of Neon Jazz with the always cool pianist out of Hackensack, New Jersey, Matthew Whitaker, off his 2019 CD called Now Hear This. And we all have, since he started playing on a small Yamaha keyboard his grandfather gave him at the age of 3. Then, it was at the age of 9 that he began teaching himself how to play the Hammond B3 organ. 4 years later, he became the youngest artist to be endorsed by Hammond in its 80-plus year history. He was also named a Yamaha artist at 15, becoming the youngest musician to join a stellar group of jazz pianists. Over his life, he has always been well-educated. He studied at the Harlem School of Arts and would go on to the Manhattan School of Music's pre-college jazz program. At a young age, he's already toured both the U.S. and abroad, places like the Apollo Theater, Carnegie Hall, and the Jazz at Lincoln Center, and international venues like France, Italy, Germany, Indonesia, the UK, Switzerland, Japan, Spain, Monaco, and South Korea. He's done all of this with the likes of Christian McBride, Dr. Lonnie Smith, John Batiste, and in 2010, he was a winning participant in the Child Stars of Tomorrow competition as a part of an amateur night at the Apollo. A year later, at the age of 10, he was invited to perform at Stevie Wonder's induction into the Apollo Theater's Hall of Fame. And it was an honor to catch up with him here at the show, and he talked about what he loves about giving jazz to the world.
I'm thankful and honored that I'm able to travel and perform for everybody. The audiences especially are just so into the music, you know, no matter what you're doing. They always sort of find a way to get into it. And I always love talking to the audience as well, you know, just getting them in and letting them enjoy, even if they never heard jazz before.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has prodigies and veteran cats. From Ernest Melt to Charles Williams, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you jazz the way we see fit. So one of those cats Matthew played with, and he has with so many cats that are full of jazz shops. This is Brooklyn native, known for his role in Snarky Puppy, pianist and organist Corey Henry, live back in 2016, with his take on Giant Steps off the CD, The Revival, as this one roars on. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Matthew Whitaker, and I am a musician who plays piano, organ, drums, keyboards, everything that makes noise. And you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was the amazing New Orleans ensemble, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, with their tune Charlie Dozen off the 1997 retrospective CD. So this group is celebrating over 40 years of their work since they came into being in 1977. They have taken the traditional foundation of brass band music and incorporated it into a blend of genres including bebop, jazz, funk, and R&B, and even soul. Their blend of musical gumbo has taken them across five continents and more than 30 countries, recording 12 studio albums. And they were here in Kansas City on the night before the big Super Bowl win. It was on February 1, 2020, and it was electric in that crowd at the Kauffman Center. And here, have a listen to it. This next one is just some good old, plain, old-school listening with saxophonist, composer, and arranger Herb Geller, joined by his quartet in 1954 with the tune Silver Rain. Thank you.
Hello, this is Ron Burris, saxophonist and composer. I'm happy to let you know you're listening to Joe Domino, the host of Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was the very talented California-born saxophonist Ron Burris with his Never Quit persona with the title track off his 2019 CD, Mr. Cool. So he started playing in the fourth grade and continued playing through high school. His early years were filled with great R&B singers and groups of the day, and he ultimately got inspiration from his family, his sister Barbara, who sang in the church choir, and his mother, who would sing hymns daily around the house. He would get a BA in music from UC Davis and taught music in the public school system for 10 years, but he always kept that dream of music alive, playing and dreaming. This one cat was a big fuel for his love of jazz and the desire to go after it. This is the boss, tenor saxophonist Gene Jug Adams, and as we hear his take on Stompin' at the Savoy, listen to Ron describe his hero.
You know, Gene Adams, I had the privilege of meeting him because there was this club on Vallejo Street. I live in Vallejo, and I play Vallejo Street, and it was called Keystone Corners. And a lot of jazz greats went there, and I met Gene Ammons, and I talked to him, and he was so nice. And of course, Gene Ammons him and Dexter Gordon have such a beautiful sound on the saxophone, especially the lower notes. So he was very moving to me because when he played, everybody in the audience was listening. He could move you because he played so soulfully.
Jimbo Mathis from the Mighty Squirrel Nut Zippers, and you are tuned in to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. We'll be right back.
top. Put a lid on it.
Too late this time.
That was the Squirrel Nut Zippers with their tune Put a Lid on It off their 2009 CD Lost at Sea. This group of cats out of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, led by their fearless leader, singer and guitarist Jimbo Mathus, came into being back in 1993 and stormed onto the stage as stars, bringing back jazz into the forefront and having the times of their lives. Their unique sound is a bona fide fusion of Delta blues, gypsy jazz, 1930s era swing, klezmer, and straight up fun. Following their explosive success during the swing era revival of the late 90s, they took some time off and came back into the late 2010s, and now they are swinging louder than ever. They toured with the Dirty Dozen Brass Band and headlined that night at the Kauffman Center on February 1, 2020, and it was one of the best shows I've ever seen, and my wife as well. And here, as we hear the sounds from that night... Let's get on and get on way back here. The 1928 with the Old Maestro. This is jazz violinist, bandleader, and radio personality Ben Burney, joined by his Hotel Roosevelt with the tune Orchestra Hindustan as the show goes on. Thank you.
I'm Sam Hirsch, pianist in Los Angeles, and you're listening to Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz.
That was Los Angeles-based pianist, composer, and educator Sam Hirsch with the 2020 song Quite Frankly off his debut CD Quite Frankly, introducing Sam Hirsch. He was born in Kyoto, Japan, and grew up in Portland, Oregon, where he started playing piano at 4. This cat was classically trained and started playing jazz his freshman year of high school, and he was influenced by his father, who was a jazz saxophonist. 1 year later, he was working professionally, leading his own piano trio, and was working with various local artists, including his father's quintet. And we caught up with him here at the show about his impressive album and the sound he has, and this is who he said he is.
I'm working on not being so self-conscious, being more in the moment, loving myself more and more as the days and years go on. I'm a person who loves the humor in life, and the music should reflect that.
Man, this next cat is always a favorite with jazz listeners and musicians alike. Here's pianist Benny Green with the 2011 tune Waycross Town off his CD Source. And as we do, here are some more thoughts from Sam.
And I believe that was before I saw him at the camp, so I didn't really know who he was. It was a couple of years later after I would actually meet him. But to see that, they did a Ray Brown tribute that evening, and it just blew me away. Wow.
Thank you. Again, that was a cat who is said to possess the history of jazz at his fingertips, Mr. Benny Green with Way Cross Town. And finally, we go to trumpeter Joe Gordon. I saw Corey Weeds from Cellar Live and the very talented Canadian musician. He's always putting out great jazz gems on vinyl and picture form, and it inspires me, and Joe was one of them recently. Here's the 1954 song, Riptide, to wrap it all up in style, man. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that always knows how to riptide very well, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig, and we're always here for you at neonjazzkc@gmail.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.